We undertook an inspection in August, and clearly we were focusing on infection prevention and control within the inspection. We found that staff weren't wearing PPE or face masks correctly, and that they weren't using hand gel on entering or leaving wards, and in some cases, or in one case, we found that their hand gel dispensers weren't filled with hand gel. We let the person in charge know about this, came back a little bit later, and that hadn't been replaced, so there was still no hand gel there. In A&E, we found an inconsistent approach to patients being triaged who had COVID symptoms to make sure that they were put in the right places. Also, there was not good social distancing throughout the department. We engaged with the trust prior to going and doing our inspection, and issued them with a warning notice as part of that engagement, following that engagement discussion. And our concerns were such that we had to go and look at what was happening in practice at that time. The trust have put actions in place, but they do still need to make sure that they're really clear about how they're monitoring that, and we continue to work with our partners, NHS Improvement, NHS England, and the local clinical commissioning group CCG, to ensure that they're helping the trust make those improvements.